Again, we won't be going in order. Start with some shorter things first. I found this year a fascinating Malbim that says, Vayiru Achi Yosef, the brothers of Yosef saw Kimes Aviam, that their father had died. Vayomer, they said, Lu Yistameinu Yosef. Now the word Lu is difficult to understand. So Rashi explained as Shema, maybe Yosef is going to bear a grudge against us. But Hoshiv Yoshiv Lonu, he's going to pay us back as Kol HaRashi among Yosef. He's going to do bad back to us what we did to him. The Malbim learns a very different pshat. Tremendous chiddush what he learns to teach the posuk. Vayomer Lu Yistameinu Yosef. He had difficulty in translating the word Lu as Shema. It doesn't normally mean that. The word Lu means, I wish, halavai. Lu yistameinu Yosef. It means like this. There's a pasuk in Mishlei that says, Hachocham, if you're smart, Imrav Seinacho, if your enemy is hungry, Hachileu Lechem, give your enemy bread to eat. Why would you want to give your enemy to eat bread? He says, the greatest nekama, the greatest revenge you can have on a person is that instead of doing him bad back to him, you do good. You give him. You take care of him. You give him food. You do only tov chesed. It makes him feel such a heel. It makes him feel so bad. There's no greater revenge than helping out the person and constantly doing good things for him. That person did bad to you. And the pasuk calls it, ki gecholim ato choyt al roshah. It's like putting coals on his head. So the brothers of Yosef, they felt rotten. They felt, look what we've done to Yosef. And Yosef is taking care of us. He's taking care of all our needs. They couldn't take it, all the good he was doing for them. They fell to his coals on their head. So they said, Vayomer, they said, Lu yistameinu Yosef. We wish that Yosef would do bad to us. For Hashiv Yoshev lo nizkol harash b'malos. He should do some bad back to us. We'll feel much better. We'd prefer if he does bad to us. The good hurts us much more than if he did bad. We'd prefer a little bit if he did some things bad to us. And that fits with the pasuk later on. The pasuk later on says, Va'ato, Malbim doesn't say this part, Al tiro, don't be afraid, I'll take care of you, Va'yedaber al libo. He spoke to their hearts. Rashi tells us, what does that mean? He's trying to comfort them. The way Rashi explains it doesn't sound very comforting. Rashi says, he tells them, Devorim ha'miskablim al alev. Until you came down to Mitzrayim, people talked about me, then I'm an Eved. But because of you, people know now that I come from a prestigious family. I'm a Ben Chayrin. I'm going to kill you. What are people going to say about me? What does that sound like? Really, if I could, I'd love to kill you all. But you know, people are going to talk. Wouldn't be nice. It wouldn't be good for me. Why is Yosef comforting them like that? What Yosef is trying to say is, you don't have to feel bad all the good I'm doing it for you. What the Malbim just said. I'm not doing it for you. I'm doing it for myself. That's the comfort they wanted here. They wanted to feel, they shouldn't feel that Yosef is doing so much for them. He told them, you don't have to feel it. I'm doing it for my own benefit, not for your benefit. There's a Rashi in Devarim. I told it to a Manal this week. He stood in his tracks when he heard it on this week's parasha. It's unbelievable. Yaakov is giving Musa to his sons. Hikovtsu v'shimu b'nei Yaakov. Rashi at the beginning of Devarim says, Lo yachiyach es bonov el asomch lemisa. He didn't give them Musa only right before death. Omar, he said, Ruvain b'nei, Ruvain my son, and the Oymeloch, I'm telling you like this, Mipnei ma lo yachachticha kol asher ma'ilolu. Why didn't I rebuke you all these years? This maisa with Bilhah took place a while ago. Why did I wait till now to rebuke you? So he said, the reason is, says Yaakov tells him, Kedei shlotenecheni, you shouldn't leave me and go and join Esav. I was scared, as you say in your lingo, he would go off the D. He would go and join Esav. You see how difficult it is to give rebuke, to give Musa. Yaakov Avinu was scared to give Musa to who? To one of the Shiftei Kar. Scared to give Musa to Reuven, because it's scared Reuven will run away to Esav. It's such a lesson. When a person wants to criticize somebody, how carefully you have to do it, after you weigh every word. And besides, when you criticize somebody, you also have to be careful in what you're saying.
Think it through. Is he going to have something back to say to you? Are you going to have answers to every question? Just this week I heard a father said to a child, he had posters of Manavolim, of sports stars on his wall. So father said, you think Derek Jeter is a picture of you on his wall? So the kid said to the father, and you think Chaim Kanievsky is a picture of you on the wall? So you have to know, you have to be careful when you're giving words. So you have to think before you speak. Now this leads us, you have to think before you speak, leads us to the next point we have to discuss. And that is, he starts giving Musa to Reuven. And he tells Reuven, Reuven Bechairi, he tells him, Yeser Seis v'Yeser Oz, you were going to get Kohuna, you were going to get Malchus. You lost it all, you blew it. When you moved my bed, when you did your chet, you lost the Kohuna, you lost the Malchus. Why? Pachas Kamayim. You acted hasty, like running water. And Rashi says, Ha Pachas Babahola. The rushing, that confusion. Yeah, you. That rushing, that confusion. You hurried. Laharis kascha, to show your anger. What is the pshat that is ranking out Reuven because of that chet that he did? We have seen in previous parashas that Reuven did tshuva for that chet. Not only did he do tshuva for it, Chazal tell us, Reuven, you were the first to do tshuva. You will have an enikel, Hoshea, who will say, Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elokecha. So he is like the paradigm, the example that we give of tshuva. And nevertheless, he's losing everything because one time he did a chet. Times people make mistakes, and because of it, to lose everything. What's the pshat? So you have to understand over here, he didn't lose it because of the chet. He lost it from the cause of the chet. Meaning, Rabbi Lapian explains, if somebody is caught using counterfeit bills, so he'll get a certain punishment for it. If somebody is caught with a machine that produces counterfeit bills, the onus is much bigger. Why is that? Because you have the ability to make as many bills, unlimited amount of bills. It could be you haven't even used it yet. Just having that machine, you'll get a bigger einish than if you actually had some counterfeit bills. So it's the same thing. It's not the act of kas. It's the middah. It's not the act of rushing. It's that middah you have of rushing into things. That is dangerous. You have that middah, and because of it, you're going to lose. You lost everything because of it. When Shmuel came to anoint one of Yishai's sons, he thought it was Eliyahu, the oldest son. But he was told, Me'astiu Hashem. Hashem has despised him. Why? He has kas. Shmuel didn't know it. He couldn't tell in his face he had kas. He couldn't read it. Today there's people who can look at your face and know about you. So Shmuel couldn't do that. Pshat is, he hadn't even done the act of kas yet. The act of kas that we're talking about was later on in life. But pshat is, he had in him, in his genetic makeup, in his DNA, he had that cast there, that he was in the future, that ability, and he was going to have cast. He couldn't be the melech. Reuven has this pachas kamayim. He can't be a melech. Shmuel told Shaul, you're losing the malchus because you didn't wait for me. You rushed. You would have waited, you could have kept the malchus. You didn't wait, you were rushing. Somebody who rushes cannot be a melech. We are told Yosef is a nar. Why is he a nar? Because he was fixing up his hair. He was making himself look nice. So he's called a nar because of that. So what's the pshat? Yosef really cared that much. He had to make sure his Versace tie is exactly straight. He had to make sure his borsellino was an exact, that many degrees bent. Is that the pshat in it? He was checking how many inches it is, the borsellino rim. What's the pshat in it that Yosef is busy with things like that? And the Rebbeinu Shlom said, your father's in tsar and you worry how you look. Because of that, you're going to be punished. So what's the pshat that Yosef did that? And it's called a nar. So you have to understand, what does it mean, a nar? Shechem wanted to marry Dinah. He was given instructions by Bnei Yaakov what he has to do. V'loi icher hanar. The nar didn't delay. and he did whatever he was told to do. You would think before having bris milah, you think twice.
No, he rushes into it right away.
Why? Ki chofes b'vas Yaakov.
He wanted the daughter of Yaakov, he rushes in.
Now, he was no nar. He wasn't young at that time. He was nichban b'kol beis aviv. He was an honorable person. Nesia Oretz. He wasn't young. What calls him a nar? He didn't delay. He rushed. People rushing. Impetuous. That is what's called a nar. Yosef knew. There's a Gemara says in Sanhedrin that a melech has to cut his hair every day. He knew he was going to be a melech. So therefore, he acted now as a melech. He made himself look nice. He's a king, but he wasn't a king yet. He's called a nar because he's rushing. It's not time yet. That's why it's called a nar. One time was the Yom Tov of Thanksgiving, the one you've heard all the tshuvas about. And I was driving down 59, and I stopped at the Shell gas station, the one near the throughway. I was putting in gas, a fellow comes over to me, and he says to me that his car got stuck in the throughway, and it's Thanksgiving, he couldn't get help, and he needs to get home, he's got a party there in Greenwood Lake, could I please give him $20? And I don't have to worry, he works in a synagogue on Old Nike Turnpike, he works with Tabak, and please give him the money. And I felt bad for the guy. I gave him the $20. He gave his name, his address, everything. I gave my name. I drove off, and instantly I realized, oh, I was just scammed. I chapped right away. At the time, I rushed into it. I gave him the money. I didn't think. When you act quickly, you don't think straight, you don't chap. Afterwards, I realized, first, you need a taxi. You have to pay a taxi right then. You can pay a taxi at the other end. It's not a problem. You want to get home. I realized the whole setup. And of course, I got home, I called the numbers, and there wasn't such numbers. So it bothered me not the $20. It bothered me more that I got scammed. That was very annoying. You feel violated. But what was it? It was the rushing. There's a Ramban in Baloischa that says there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Miriam Pislaim, suddenly. And the Ramban says, you know what the root of the word Pislaim is? Pesi, foolishness. Suddenly, things happen suddenly. That you act foolish, makes people act foolish. Now, I was mekayim that Ramban that day. The whole Chet HaEgel, why did it come about? The biggest Chet in the history of Klal Yisrael. Vayar ha'om ki boishesh Moshe. They saw Moshe tarried. Moshe was delayed. They would have waited a few more hours. Never would have happened the Chet HaEgel. But now Moshe's not here, right away an Egel. We have to slow down in life. The Mishkan was finished being built when? When they finished building the Mishkan. When was it ready, Lemaisa, the first time?
Kislev.
Kislev, yeah, Chanukah time. It was ready. When did they actually put it up? Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So it's a few months in between. Especially it was another Sheni, right? So it was a long time in between. Why did they rush to build it if it's going to be not going to be put up for a few months? Pshat is, Sefer Bar Yosef says, this was a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. The Egel came about because of rushing. Here they're taught, you're ready. You want to do the Avoda? No, wait. Slow down. Even if it's to do Avoda, you've got to think twice before you do an Avoda. Maseches Avos begins. Have a mesunim badin. Be slow in judgment. Now, Avos is teaching us Midas. You would think you're teaching Midas, you would wait later on to say dinim for judges. We need things practical for every person. And this is the first halacha, the first Mishnah. Heavy Mesunim Badin is telling us every person is a judge. You judge other people and you make judgments, decisions. Those have to be done slowly. Act slowly. Think before you act. You can touch the words in Kriya Shema. Of course, that's not what it means. Vavadtem Mehera. Destroy your quickness. Don't rush so much. Get rid of that quickness. Slow down a little bit. There was somebody who was on a train. He gets on a train with four children. He sits on the train, is spacing out. Meanwhile, his four children are running wild. One is, he sees a man with a newspaper and he smashes his hand into the back of the newspaper. Another one, he sticks his lollipop in somebody's pants. And another two are charging up and down, bashing into everybody, screaming. And the other passengers are incensed. They're looking at this man like, what's wrong with you?
And finally, one of the people sitting there turns to the guy and says, "Excuse me, sir, your children are acting like behemoths. They're like animals. Do something about it." I said, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize. You see, we just came back. Their mother was sick for a while. She just died. And we just came back from the funeral. I'll take care of them." And then everybody in the train, like, they realize what these children are going through. They're coming back from their mother's funeral. They act very differently towards the children. Whatever you want, it's okay. You can put the lollipop in my pants. It's okay. When you know the situation, you act differently. Have a mesunim badin. Act slow in judgment. This is so important in everyday life. Sometimes people judge, Rabbein, how could he do that to me? I can't believe it. Again, you have to know behind the scenes what's happening before you make judgments. The Ori Sameach once came into shul, and there was somebody giving a shir. It was a balabos giving a shir. And somebody starts shouting at him, "What you just said is wrong, pshat completely. You don't know what you're talking about. How could you say pshat like that?" And starts explaining him pshat. The Ori Sameach sees how embarrassing this person giving the shir. He stops him right away and he says, "You who don't know the difference between your min and smoil, you know the difference between your right and left, and you go and tell him he doesn't know pshat." So the person stopped. Later, the person came over to Ori Sameach and he said to him, "I understand that you wanted me to stop ranking him out. But tell me," he says, "what do you mean I didn't know between my right and left? I was telling him emes of pshat. He was wrong. So why did you use that language?" So he said, "I'll explain to you why." Gemara Moed Katan says, Rabbi Yanai Havaleahu Talmida. Rabbi Yanai had a Talmid. And every day, he would ask kashas in the Shia. When it came to the Shabbat de Rigla, it came to the Shabbos, the Drosha for Yontif, he didn't ask anything. So he said about, Rabbi Yanai said about his Talmid this Pasuk. The Som Derech, Arena B'yesh Alikim. He explained the Pasuk, Al Tikri, the Som Derech, El of the Shom Derech. Somebody Shom Derech, he evaluates his ways, will see salvation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person should be Shom Derech. Evaluate, not just step out, put your way, but evaluate your way. Think before you leap. So he says, what's the difference between the Shom and the Som? By the Som, the dot is on the left hand. The Shom, it's on the right hand. So, Al Tikri the Som, El of the Shom. You didn't know the difference between the right and the left. You should have moved over the dot to the right and thought before you said to this person, before you spoke to him. So this is the lesson you can take with you. Have a good Shabbos.